Again, just a word of thanks to our lectors. You both did a wonderful job. It's not easy coming up here and speaking, so great job. And thank you to Stacy Irvine, our children's minister, who prepares them so great. We have another gospel passage this week where Jesus' wounds seem to be a crucial part of the resurrection. And we see this with every Easter, that Jesus always highlights the wounds that he bears. And we hear twice in today's gospel, Jesus show his wounds to his disciples. Now, last weekend, I preached asking ourselves the question, what wounds of love will we bring to heaven? Yet, as we know, there are different kinds of wounds that we carry. Now, last week, we wrestled with the wounds that we carry from acts of love, maybe wounds that we willingly take on in order to love others. And at this weekend, we maybe rest with the wounds that we carry from other people. Unlike the wounds of last week, we do not choose to carry them, but they're imposed on us by others. Also, unlike the wounds of last week, we do not carry them proudly, but often embarrassingly or shamefully. Which is actually a little odd, considering that we are the victims and had not the choice in receiving them in the first place. Reminds me that when I spent the summer in Peoria, Illinois at OSF Hospital, I remember going to visit a particular patient, and she was dealing with some sort of a physical ailment like a rash or something of that sort. And as soon as I entered the room and she saw me, she immediately adjusted and moved her blanket to cover the wound that she had. She did not want me to see it. And this was a common reaction in the hospital, and it's one that we ourselves understand very well. That no matter if we carry a wound physically or emotionally, we do not want other people to see it. And while my time in the hospital showed me how often we hide our physical wounds, my time as a priest has shown how often we hide our emotional and spiritual wounds. We cover both up with a blanket or a smile and say, everything is okay. All the while, underneath, the wound festers and our heart grows anxious. And this is an even more understandable reaction when we consider that it is the same reaction humans had the very first time that we were wounded. For what was the first thing that Adam and Eve did when they experienced the wound of sin for the first time? They went and hid. And such a first reaction, that of hiding, has rippled to us even today, that we hide our wounds, especially those that have been inflicted upon us by other people. But consider what God's first reaction was to the wound Adam and Eve carried. His first reaction was, where are you? While man's first reaction was to hide his wound, God's was to ask them to show it. And when man was not willing to do so, but to stay hidden, God responded, if you will not show your wounds, I will show you mine. Which brings us to our gospel and the resurrection, where we see Christ repeatedly refusing to hide his wounds, and in fact, flaunts them. He asked Thomas last week to touch them, to place his hand in the wounded side. And today he tells the disciples, look at my hands and my feet. Look at my wounds. He does what we do not. He shows his wounds. And he is not ashamed or embarrassed to admit that he is wounded. Imagine that. Our God is a wounded God. And he doesn't even try to hide it. I think this is his way of telling us that it's okay to be wounded. We don't have to spend our life hiding or covering them up, big or small. However, it is not just the showing of his wounds which is inviting us to show ours or gives us the courage to do so, but the words they speak along with them. Peace be with you. This is so important because Christ pairs these words with the showing of his wounds, and by doing so, it tells us the greatest news, that it is possible and we can still have peace in our heart as we bear the wounds that we carry, even if they run very deeply. Even like our Lord with the wound to his side, even if it cuts to the very heart. That is the good news of the resurrection, and we are a resurrected people who no longer have to hide or be embarrassed by our wounds, but carry them with peace. Now, that being said, we still must exercise prudence with those who we show our wounds to. Even our Lord showed them to his disciples, those that he knew and trusted. He did not go about showing them to the Romans who had made the wounds themselves. And as we sadly know, some people horrifically take advantage of wounded people at times. It is that fear which makes us hide them in the first place. But we must not allow that fear to stop us from safely showing them to those that we can trust. To do so, to allow that fear to keep us hiding them, would be to stay in that tomb on Easter Sunday, rather than the new life that Christ calls us each into. A new life not spent hiding, covering up our wounds and saying everything is okay, but a new life, yes, still bearing the wounds of the crosses we have gone through, but a new life of peace. The peace that comes from knowing that our wounds do not make us less, but more, because our God is a wounded God, and our wounds, even those imposed on us by others, make us like God. And if God, perfection itself, can show his wounds, perhaps we can have the courage to do the same.